Before we get started, I'd like to invite you to join the LeadGen Lab, a sales program created specifically for women of color in the financial industry. Inside of the LeadGen Lab, we are going to teach you the sales and lead generation strategies you need to triple your sales calls and 10x your leads, so you can finally become that financial powerhouse. This is a six-month container where you will get access to trainings, resources, weekly group coaching, and a community of women of color in finance, and so much more. Go to theroshaw.com/lead-gen-lab or use the link in the show notes to join now. I can't wait to see you inside.
I recognize that what I'm doing is not necessarily for me. I am affecting the lives of other people. And that's my purpose in life. And that's my game changer. If I can make a difference, then I have done what I'm supposed to be doing. And I'm very satisfied.
Welcome to the Finance Client Acquisition Podcast, the simple sales systems for women of color money experts. And I'm your host, Ro. I'm so excited today to dive deep into the strategies that have helped my clients book out by mastering their sales skills. Hello, everyone. Today we have our amazing guest, Miss Patricia. I'm so excited to have her on. And what we're going to do today is talk about her amazing journey into finance, her background. And Patricia, go ahead, introduce yourself. Tell everyone what you do and who you are.
Well, hello, I'm Patricia Henderson. I am a former educator. And as they say, once an educator, always an educator. I was in education for 31 years. And when I retired, I got my license to become a real estate agent. And just to let you know, I'm in California and everybody in the world has a real estate license in California. Everybody knows somebody who has one. But nonetheless, it's a wonderful career and it's fun. My biggest excitement is when I'm able to give the keys over to a first-time home buyer. They are just ecstatic. So just to give you a little bit more background with me, after I had been in real estate for about 15 years, I noticed that the clientele was changing. I'm selling properties in my neighborhood, but people who look like me were unable to purchase a home. And they would come in, I love this home and I'd love to have it, but my FICO is bad. I can't borrow money because I have no money to put down. So that's how I got into finance.
Yeah, absolutely. Talk to me more about that, right? Because you were literally on the ground talking to people every single day as a realtor. And then you saw that there was some kind of gap between home ownership and financial education, right? Like, tell me a little bit more about when that light bulb went off and like, was it happening every day? Was it too often or it was like isolated incidents? Like, how did you know? How did you realize it was an actual problem? Yeah.
Oh, no, it was happening consistently. I couldn't believe it, you know, because it would not be my desire to sell homes in my neighborhood to someone who doesn't look like me. So it's just, you know, how God works. I met this wonderful lady and I started talking with her. She's also a real estate agent. Her name is Miss Antoinette Moran. We started talking shop, you know, both agents, and we were saying, oh, wow, what's the market doing? We were exploring what do we predict the market is going to do in the future. And that's when we started noticing that there is a common thread that we both had. And she says, well, listen, let me show you what I am doing now. And she had already crossed over into finance.
Right.
And she was preparing her clients to buy properties, to be ready.
Yeah. And we brought Antoinette on the show before, right? And I'm so excited because it's like when you bring together a community of like women of color, not only in real estate, but like how she brought you also into finance, you become like this compounding powerful force, right? For change. And I remember when we first met, how was that transition for you, right? Because you have many lives. You were an educator, then a realtor, now a financial expert. What was the transition like for you to almost transition from first educator to realtor, realtor to financial expert? How was it different for you in business, how you were operating? Yeah.
It's such an advantage to have both the real estate and the finance to complement each other. So I think of myself as part-time real estate and part-time financial advisor or financial educator, I say. But they are so interwoven, and I'm finding that people are gaining from my experience of having both. And so I have, you talk about niches. I have two hats that I'm wearing, and people recognize me for both now.
Yeah. Let's talk about that. Cause I remember when we first met, right, through Antoinette, it was really like focusing on how to get more people in to educate them about finance. And I remember when we were talking, it was like focusing on everyone. And since then, like, we have really focused on your identity, right, between real estate and education. Talk to me more about that mindset perspective of like wanting to help everyone to really focusing on one audience at a time. How was that change for you?
Yeah, it makes such a difference because my first love is education. Yeah. And one of the ways that Miss Antoinette convinced me that this is something I needed to do is she said, well, all you have to do is teach. I said, oh, I can teach, you know. And now that I'm touching educators again, I'm just so elated. It feels good. And I also talk with educators and show them, look, I made mistakes because I didn't have the financial literacy. I'm going to keep you from making those same mistakes. And we're going to continue to progress with you, and so that you are realizing your dreams.
And you're just dropping like so many gems right now, because something that you just said is that you live the life of an educator, right? Mm-hmm. So many times I see financial experts go after industries or niches they have no relationship to. But as an educator, talking to educators, you almost have like that instant connection, being like, Patricia's been in my shoes. Like, she knows what teaching is like. She knows a teacher's struggles, right? And how, like, I remember when we first met, like also talking about really focusing on your identity, specifically between real estate and teaching. How has it been like talking to other teachers, right, for financial education? I know we just got started with having your niche stabilized and now doing like the lead generation, and then we're going to get into content, right? But how has it been actually interacting with teachers so far? Does it feel authentic? Like, yeah.
It is authentic. And just this past weekend, I attended a seminar with a counselor who was doing the same thing that I'm doing, but hers is wellness. And it was just so interesting when we started talking about what we wanted to share for other teachers to make them in a better space. We connected instantly. And now she's putting my information on her website because she says, if I had the time, I would also do finance.
Right. Yeah. You can't help everyone, right? And like, because you can't help everyone, you have the time to teach finance, herb, wellness. So it actually helps both of you, because the right clients will be filtered as opposed to someone trying to help everyone. And it's not the best thing for clients, right? Ultimately. And I also remember I want to talk about your results, because you've flown through the program. And for everyone listening, Patricia has been when I was running a lead generation agency, right? We used to actually do the outreach for you way back when, right? I think it was almost a year. Yeah, a year and a half ago, right? And so much has changed. How has it been actually learning the process yourself, right? Switching from a done-for-you provider where it's like, you know, our agency was doing the work for you, to actually learning the process yourself. Cause now you see all the nitty gritty details that goes into it. Yeah.
Just said it. I didn't have any idea it was so intricate. I just didn't know, but I appreciate having the opportunity to see it all, see it unfold and realize that, hey, I can do this. Because when I was watching it being done for me, I didn't think I could do it. And the remarkable thing is I have connected with people from last year. And, you know, one I've made a business partner, another one I've gotten a policy for. I mean, so I'm still working with the people that were set up for me last year. So it's a wonderful experience.
Yeah. And that's something that's so important, right? A lot of people think that outreach or like creating sales in their business is like sleazy, but it's like, ultimately you're building relationships, right? People that you haven't talked to in a year, you're kind of starting up those fires again. Yeah. And what would you say to any, I guess I would love your thought process on like, you know, actually messaging these people with the intention of building a relationship as opposed to just seeing them as like, okay, I just need to make another sale today. Because I think a lot of financial experts come from it from that lens, right? They just want a sale. They don't want to build a relationship. So how do you really walk through it? Because I've seen like when you talk to teachers, you're able to have that amazing back and forth, right? So yes. How have you been able to approach, you know, the lead generation, doing it yourself from that lens, like wanting to build the relationships?
Well, it's all about authenticity, you know, recognizing and knowing the industry and having walked in those shoes. Teachers can, and anyone can see it right away. They can feel, you know, oh, yes, you know what I'm doing. And I've been able to talk with, because my niche in education was in music. And I met lots of musicians who are in teaching. And it just warms my heart because I've been there. I understand that.
Exactly. And it's like people who focus on niches or audiences that don't relate to them at all. That's when it starts feeling inauthentic. That's when it starts feeling misaligned. Like a music teacher, they're like, okay, she gets it. She understands my financial problems right away, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm curious because I remember like what has been the biggest difference with, Antoinette says this a lot, and I think it's important to bring up now, right? With an agency, when you hire someone, when you're outsourcing, they're kind of fishing for you. But now you can walk away from this program, this container, and have all the skills you need to fish for yourself, right? So like, what do you think of the skill set that you've learned, like the lead generation, the automation? We didn't even get into that, but like how to, you know, follow up with people. How has it been like the switch from having people do it for you versus learning it yourself as the CEO?
I am loving it. I'm recognizing that I can do this because before it was a mystery and I had no clue as to how it was done. But now looking at it step by step, and Rome, I have to give you all the props because you are patient with me, because I don't come from an industry of knowing about the automation and the computer is the last thing I learned when I was teaching. So this has been a rewarding experience for me.
Yeah. And I know so many people can relate like for systems, right? Or automations, like so many people get caught up in like how to do it or like what to do. And it can feel overwhelming. How has your process been? Because I know that tech can be, and it's not just, it can be for everyone, right? So many financial experts I talk about, they're losing money or they're leaving money on the table because they're not doing follow-ups, right? And doing manual follow-ups can take a long time. How has it been switching that to automation? Even as someone that, you know, like tech isn't like the first thing that you love to do, right? Yeah.
But the way you've set it up for me, it's easy. I mean, it's systematic. Do this first, then this second. And so that takes the mystery out of it, and it takes the stress out of it. That's one of the things you say, you know, alleviate the anxiety. Yeah, I need that.
Yeah. Another one of our colleagues, right, that she always says, like, the systems alleviate the anxiety. Claire, right? She's always saying like system structure alleviate the anxiety of having to handle the business by yourself. Because business is such a huge burden on everyone's shoulders. You're like a one-woman show. You're doing everything yourself. And like the automations really help you do that.
I'm taking a break here to make a small request. If you're enjoying this podcast, I'd appreciate it if you could take a few seconds to rate and review the show. This will help other people find this podcast and enable me to continue sharing valuable content here. Thanks for helping to make more women of color become financial industry leaders. All right, back to the episode.
I want to talk about your results because you're still like going through and implementing everything, right? What's the biggest change that you've noticed in your business since starting like the program, right? Not the done for you, but like just actually going through the 7-figure sales systems program with, you know, other women of color, like being all in it together. What's been the biggest difference that you've seen in your eyes? Is it the stress? Is it the actual like follow-ups? Like what's been the biggest difference for you?
I think the biggest difference is when I am excited, when I actually get response. That is the moment of clarity. That's the moment of excitement because I realize, wow, people are hearing me and I'm doing it myself. Wow. So it's like, wow, this is incredible. And why are they hearing me? Because they understand my story matches theirs. And that just makes all the difference in the world.
I love hearing that. And again, so many gems, because so many times people go on social media or they're starting their business and they're like, okay, I'm entering a black void where there's like no one and I'm just talking and there's no responses, right? So tell me a little bit more. What do you mean by response? Like people replying back to you in the DMs, like people actually excited to engage with you? What do you mean?
Excited to engage with me. And I'll bring up this incident I had last weekend, and there were people in this seminar who were excited to know what I do. I pulled up my my website and they said, oh, look at the website. This is so wonderful. We're going to use this. Now, the counselor says, I can see us as partners. We can really make this happen. That, and it was through the web, going through the process by myself and making the contact. And so that's what I call success. I'm very, very pleased.
Yeah. And you're building so many relationships. I'm just excited because the part of the sales systems that we implement, right? It's like the present, we're focusing on the present, but every single call I really want to talk about how we've like reprioritized your Google Calendar and Calendly, right? And how that's affected your schedule. I really want to dive into that. But like, it's so great because you're getting all these calls now, but a year from now, all the systems we set up are going to do the follow-ups, reach out to people that you've contacted at the seminar if they've ever gotten on a call with you. And I really want to talk about your systems, right? Because lead generation, you're seeing the actual effects, but systems are more of a long-term process, right? So like getting people off of Google Calendar and getting them on Calendly, how has your mindset shifted, right? From just like putting people in your calendar to now having a system where it's like they're, you know, your software is following up with people. You have like, instead of sending like 100 manual emails, like you just click a button and it's like sending out your proposal. How has that process been for you?
Well, I giggle because, you know, I fought you on it because it was so foreign to what I knew. I had mastered this Google Calendar system. I knew what I was doing. And then I had to change.
Right.
Now I've got it. It amazes me that I can give someone a link and say, hey, link, you know, here's my calendar, you know, here's, and it shows you my schedule and you can find something that works in your schedule. That is, and it's work, it's happening. And I take my phone and I can actually put their information in my phone and that will go into my calendar. Wow, how did that happen? But it's magic.
Oh yeah. I say it a lot too. I remember when I was like really learning the systems, I'm like, it feels like magic because no one teaches you this stuff in school, like how to automate everything, and even if you're, again, a one woman show or you're doing everything yourself, you can't remember to contact like that, like Sam from 2020. That's why your systems have to do it for you. Right. Or even following up with people on proposals. Now you have the systems to set that up, right? Every time you're sending what's it called? A financial personal review, something like that. The system's going to follow up for
analysis.
You. Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. I would love to learn a little bit more about what was the light bulb moment, right? Where it's like, went from, okay, I'm going to fight Roma on this to, okay, let me like try the system. Like what made it click for you where it's like, okay, like this actually works. Like what was the clicking point? Yeah.
You said it. When I saw results, when I could look in my calendar and I actually see that someone had booked me. And of course it was a younger person, you know, because they're very familiar with the process. It was like, and it was so seamless. And then she ended up becoming one of my business partners. I mean, it was like, wow. And when you think back, how did this all happen? And all the little steps, once again, it's magic.
I love hearing that. And I'm so glad that it's working for you. And what would you say to anyone right now that's in the middle of the process, right? That's kind of doubting themselves as like, is this really working? And they're not seeing the results yet. Like, what would you say? And this can apply to anyone, even in business, right? Like you're day in, day out, and you're not seeing the results yet, but they're like this close if you just kept going, right?
What do you call it? 6 inches from gold. You know, it's coming. You've got to jump over this hurdle. Do not get discouraged. Do not stop. Do not interrupt the progress because there is a method to the madness. It's going to happen and you're going to be successful regardless of what you think now. Just keep going. Push.
I love that. And it's so true. And it's easier said than done, right? Like when you're literally in that, it's like, I don't want to keep digging, right? Mm-hmm. What did you have to, like, what helped you keep going, right? Like, was it the other women in the community? I know I was pushing you too, right? But like, yeah, what really helped you to keep it moving, right? Because was it the accountability? Like, tell me a little bit more about how you got through that process. Because so many people talk about the highlight reel of their business being successful, but very few talk about how to even get to that point of success, right? They're in the trenches of it.
Yeah. And it helps me that I have other women who are working with me. And they'll say to me, all right, Miss Patricia, if you have any problems, just call us. You know, we can do this because they're, you know, they're more acclimated to this type of technology. And that's what keeps me going. But my determination is that I'm not going to let them outdo me. I don't care that younger. I'm going to do this. I can do this. And I'm going to prove it that I can do this.
I love that. And I'm the same way where it's like, if you're, and one of the important things about like the 7-figure sales system program is that you have access to other women of color in the community, right? So it's like, you're not in it alone, but yes. Also looking at it as like, you're all moving together in the same place. Like no one is not experiencing what you're experiencing, right? Someone is right there with you and yes. Almost coming from the lens of like, if they can do it, why can't I? Right. It doesn't Absolutely. Matter how much time it takes. I'm still going to get there. I love that viewpoint.
Right.
Yeah. And I guess like, you know, because we have a lot of like financial experts, accountants, money coaches listening to this, bookkeepers, what would you tell any like woman of color financial expert that's kind of going through the journey? Like, I guess like what advice would you give any woman that's contemplating like the lead gen process and the sales call process and just automation in general? Like if they're scared to make the leap and actually start implementing it.
Yeah. And it's frightening. I will give you that. It's because it's different. It's a new concept, but embrace it as a new concept, one that you can actually conquer. And once you get it down, you're going to look back on your accomplishments and you're going to be so proud of yourself because of what you've done. And you never expected you would get that far, but do not, I have to emphasize, don't give up on the process. It works.
I love that. Yeah. Stay curious, right? Like if something, I think a lot of times, and even if anyone's coming out of a 9-to-5, it's like, there's always like, you know, the tried and true methods, but in business, you have to try different methods to really, you know, really get those successes, those results that you want. Everyone wants a 10K month, but are they willing to go outside of their comfort zone to achieve it? Sometimes it's like a little bit of that resistance and pushback. And like you said, having the community, having like a coach actually push you through has helped. And I guess like, what's been the biggest game changer for you? It doesn't even like, even in like this business, the financial business, the realtor business, like what has been the biggest game changer for any of your businesses overall? Like one piece of advice that's like, this has been so life-changing for me.
I recognize that what I'm doing is not necessarily for me. I am affecting the lives of other people. And that's my purpose in life. And that's my game changer. If I can make a difference, then I have done what I'm supposed to be doing. And I'm very satisfied.
Yeah, I'm so glad to hear that. I think a lot of times people go into business with that in mind, right? They want the bigger purpose of helping people, but the discouragement from like, you know, trying to get more leads or trying to get sales can cloud that vision, right? Of wanting to ultimately help more people. How do you kind of stay true? Like, how do you remind yourself? Like if, you know, cause while you're going through the automations and the lead gen and the sales call, sometimes it's easy to forget the overall vision. How do you bring yourself back to that place?
Just by celebrating the small successes. You know, if you look around, there are small successes and we're so focused on the difficulty or the interruptions that we forget there are things that have happened that I've accomplished that relate to exactly what I'm trying to do. And they make a difference in people's lives. And that's why I'm here. And that's why I persist. And that's why I'm persevering through the whole process, because I know that there's gold at the end. It's going to be good.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm just of my heart. Yeah. It's like, I'm so happy that you came on and celebrating the small successes. I think a lot of times, like as women of color, we forget. It's always like, what's the next thing to do, right? Like what's the next to do on my checklist? But like 3 months ago, you you've accomplished so much. You didn't know the lead gen process or like the automations. And now you've been able to do all of this, you know, it was quite quick. Yeah. Within a couple of weeks. Anything else you'd like to share to any women that's going into the financial industry and just scared to really go out there and like start their businesses? Yeah. Or go all in into their businesses.
Just don't doubt yourselves. Just know that you are the best thing that has come along, and that you have a purpose, and you've got to have that confidence. If anyone can do it, I can do it, or you can do it. Just have that tenacity. Just know I am here. I am strong, and I'm going to do it. Whatever it is, whatever I want to accomplish, I can do it.
Oh, I'm so glad. Thank you so much for coming on. And I can't wait for, you know, I'm doing a 1 year fast forward. So I'm bringing all the guests back on to see how their life has changed with like the systems and the automations. And I'd love to bring you back on. But in the meanwhile, like, thank you so much, Patricia, for coming on, and tell everyone, you know, where they can find you and how they can work with you.
Oh, gosh, I am part of World Financial Group. And you can call me. My phone number is 323-401-8829. Or I can certainly send you my Calendly link, and you can put your information in there, and we'll make an appointment.
Amazing. And I'm going to link all of your Calendly, all your Instagram handles in the show notes below. Thank you so much, Patricia. I'm so happy to have you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And as always, feel free to DM me on Instagram and subscribe to my email list for daily strategies delivered straight to your inbox. I'm so excited to see you book out and hit those 5-figure months, 6-figure years, and build that 7-figure empire.